Jerry Bader Show, 10:35. Is it just me, or is Memorial Day weekend kind of sneaking up on us here? World's like, no, it's not just you. I've got to go buy a bunch of candy. I'll probably do that tomorrow. Earl will be driving our Green Bay Station vehicle in the De Pere Memorial Day Parade again with our friends from Families of Children with Cancer. And, yeah, I got to go make the run. Every time, the store I go to, I buy these big bags of candy. About 15 of them usually, Earl, something like that. What do I hear every time? Boy, you must like candy. Thanks. Never heard that one before. Because I have the shopping cart filled with candy. Ba-doom-tsh. And then I have to say, no, it's for the parade. And then what do they say? Oh, that's what I figured. Yeah, I never get tired of that one. All right. I want to address presidential politics. And Charlie Sykes has a piece of Right Wisconsin Today that he has no problem with being alone in the wilderness. Well, he's not entirely alone in the topic to which he refers. As the ranks of hashtag Never Trump shrink, and I've made my case why I can't move from that position. Some of you said that makes me holier than thou, self-righteous, so on. In recent days, though, I got very heartfelt emails from people who try to make a rational case. I mean, really well thought out stuff. I got a couple yesterday, a really long one yesterday. Very well written. But they all come back to the same thesis. He's the lesser of two evils. Now, there is an editorial that appears in today's Wall Street Journal that posted online last night that is just excruciating to me. Trump versus Clinton on gun rights. A fifth liberal justice could kill the individual right to bear arms. And they talk about the back and forth that Trump and Clinton went through when he spoke to the NRA on Friday and said the Second Amendment is on the ballot in November, and that Hillary Clinton wants to abolish the Second Amendment. And there are those of you that say, look, when you look at that list of 11 blue chippers that he put out there, that should be it. That should be enough for you. And I do, I get that. You know how near and dear the Second Amendment is to me, and that I very much am a pro-gun advocate, and that I conceal carry. Which is why, yeah, this is, people have no idea how torturous this is for me to be in this position. But I want to give you an example of why I do not see Donald Trump, despite the words he's saying now, as the lesser of two evils. I just see two evils. And I had a former colleague in radio write a response to a piece I wrote at Right Wisconsin. Again, very well thought out. But I want to share 3.5 minutes of audio with you. It is from a back and forth on CNN with a Trump surrogate. And here's what it addresses. Back during the Monica Lewinsky scandal, Donald Trump was one of Bill Clinton's staunchest supporters. He trashed Paula Jones. He trashed Kathleen Willey. He said this was between Bill Clinton and his wife, and it's got nothing to do with it'd be terrible if the president was taken down over this. Now, Donald Trump is using that to attack Hillary Clinton. And he's being called out on this. Well, why did you defend him back then? And if you defended him back then, did you believe him? Or if you knew all of this stuff was true, like you say you do now, well, that was then, this is now. But what new information has come up? And as recently as 2007, he defended Bill Clinton. Is it Chris Cuomo? Who's the Cuomo on CNN? Cuomo. I can't think of his first name. But anyway, Cuomo and Trump, I think so, go after this. Not Trump, but Trump's spokesperson. Listen carefully to this. I mean, really listen to this guy try to defend this flip-flop. Yeah, Chris Cuomo. I think that's it. Yeah, that's Chris Cuomo. I said Cuomo. It's Chris Cuomo. All right. So listen to this for 3.5 minutes, and then I'll have some comment. Go ahead.
Two reasons that I think it's bad for him. One, hypocrite. Two, glass houses. He defended Bill Clinton for years. He said the same allegations that you guys are talking about now were a waste of time, were wrong, were hollow, that Bill Clinton was a terrific guy, that he was a great president, that the impeachment was wrong, that it was a waste of time.
And Hillary Clinton said Donald Trump was one of the smartest, best businessmen in the United States on several occasions. Now she's attacking him on these ads.
Right. So she's bad too. So but isn't he bad for saying that Bill Clinton's great and now going after him?
All he's doing is he's giving the facts.
No.
He's giving the facts.
He knew the facts then in the 90s when this was all happening, and he said it was all BS.
He was a private citizen who was friendly with the Clintons, and he was trying to protect a friend. All right? Now it's a different game. It's 2016.
Michael.
He's the presidential.
Michael.
He's the Republican presidential
nominee.
If you
decide to run for office, and people say, hey, you knew Cuomo. Back then you used to say he's a good guy.
I will always deny that.
It is Cuomo.
Now I'm running against him. Cuomo's a bum. That makes it okay?
Absolutely.
Come on.
Because if I was telling the truth, then it's absolutely
So he was lying then?
He's not lying. He was protecting a friend. There's a difference.
What is the difference?
The difference is he was being a true friend. He was. It didn't matter to him.
So he would be friends with a guy that he thought was a piece of crap, basically? Is that what
he? What his relationship is with his wife but is between the two of them. Now it's different. They're attacking Mr. Trump on a daily basis. Hundreds of millions of dollars spent in attack ads, right? Whereas, you know, it's funny because I keep seeing CNN and others talking about these two ads that are going against one another right now. Mr. Trump spent probably $250 on his ad, right? And no expense in terms of getting it out. And she's probably spent several millions of dollars.
You know, you could argue
this
he
is
spent
the difference.
What it's worth. Why is he going after stuff that he used to defend the guy with? He called Paula Jones a loser.
Do you know what the difference is?
What?
The ad that he put out against the Clintons is legitimate. The one she put out against him is inaccurate.
He says it's illegitimate.
Who said it
in the 90s. He said Linda Tripp was a lying loser.
Let's talk about 2016.
The personification of evil.
Let's talk about 2016, Chris. We're not going to talk about 1990 when he was defending Bill Clinton because it didn't matter.
Why would I trust you if you say that all the things that you said then were false?
He was a private individual.
So you tell the truth when you're a politician, but you lie when you're a private individual?
He had no obligation to say anything to anybody.
But he said plenty.
So what? Because he's Donald Trump.
That's the record of what you believe.
No. He was standing up for a man who he considered be a friend at the time.
So he was saying things that he knew was untrue at the time?
No.
Did he believe them to be true at the time?
I don't think he knew the answer. He was standing up for friend.
Called Paula Jones?
Which shows loyalty. The one who called Paula Jones.
Called Linda Tripp the personification of evil?
The person who called all of them the worst was Hillary Clinton, the great enabler.
This is about your guy, what he said. Paula Jones is a loser. And she may be responsible for bringing down the president indirectly. Did he know it or did he not know it?
You'll have to ask him that question.
Michael.
You'll have to ask him that question.
Michael,
Chris.
That is a nice dodge, my friend. Very, very well.
Chris Cuomo questioning Michael Cohen, Trump surrogate on CNN. I'm going to follow this up with some writing from Ala Pundit at Hot Air. Here's a perfect example of the difference between Team Trump and a traditional political campaign. A traditional campaign, asked to explain their candidate's dramatic, self-interested reversal on a matter, would float some BS aimed at presenting it as the result of a process of careful deliberation. New facts have come to light, and so on. there's at least a gesture towards integrity. Cohen doesn't bother. Why did Trump criticize Bill Clinton's accusers and continue to pal around with them for years, long after Juanita Broderick had introduced rape into the mix of allegations? Hey, says Cohen, they were friends. And why, having maintained that friendship with Clinton right up to the moment he launched his campaign, replete with a phone call last spring between the two of them in which Clinton allegedly encouraged Trump to play a larger role in the Republican Party, would Trump suddenly become credulous about the accusations now? Hey, says Cohen, he's running for president. What you're left with is the small, apparently unimportant matter of whether Donald Trump actually believes Bill Clinton is guilty of rape, which seems to trouble Cohen not a bit. Either Trump embraced Clinton for the last several decades, despite suspecting he was guilty of a grievous violent felony, or he's grossly smearing him now by accusing him of a grievous violent felony, despite suspecting he's innocent. Which is it? Trump world doesn't care. It was to Trump's personal advantage until June 2015 to ignore rape accusations against Clinton, and it's to his personal advantage to believe them now. What does it matter whether a rape actually happened or whether Trump believes it? Exit question. Is a true friend also obliged to ignore murder in order to protect his acquaintances? I guess we know the answer. That's my problem. His defense is, well, it served Trump's purposes to defend Clinton then. It doesn't now. He was a true friend. So he didn't care whether it was true or not. He just absolute, unqualified support for a true friend. What he did then was what is in Donald Trump's self-interest. What he's doing now is in Donald Trump's self-interest. He released a list of 11 potential Supreme Court nominees that are in his self-interest to get elected. Who he will nominate to the court will be in Donald Trump's self-interest. He's nobody's candidate but his. That's why I don't trust the list. And yes, it doesn't matter in Trump world. Ala Pundit is right. No other candidate ever would get away with just a complete and total flip-flop, or the fact that he was such good friends with Bill Clinton. And some people believe still is, despite the theatrics. Not being self-righteous, I'm not being stubborn, I haven't painted myself into a corner. Trump is completely what he has to be at any given moment. And that defense is the most amazing word salad I have ever heard in my entire life. And how many people realize he and the Clintons were really that close? It's 10:49.
The Jerry Bader Show.